Well, hello and hello and hello again. Car rides with Brian and Robbie Page. Oh, anytime we're in the car, I love to hit record because we just chat. And if this was a reality show, you guys would have privy to our chats, but it's not. And so I'm going to always hit record so that way we can add value to you. And today is no different. We're on the road. Guess to where? OU, of course. And we're talking about direct sales. We're talking about this industry that we're in and all the companies and all the different products and really, truly all the competition. So I wanted to chat with you. Brian's here with me. He always has such incredible value to add. If you didn't listen to the last one, you got to go listen to the last podcast. But today we're talking about competition. Something that I always like to tell women in this industry, because if you look around, we have a lot of energy drinks on the market. We have a lot of makeup on the market. We have a lot of housewares on the market. We have a lot of clothes on the market. We have, what else, babe? We have a lot of vitamins on the market, diet things on the market.
CBD on the market.
And so I want to talk to you about competition, because everybody, according to themselves, has the best energy drink, the best CBD, the best, you name it, fill in the blank, the best pants, the best eyeliner, whatever it may be. And you guys, it's kind of a Me Too movement in this industry right now, which, again, please remember, I'm a direct sales super fan. And what happens is, it is a very, very, very thick market, right? Whatever it is that you sell, it's a thick market. Here's what I think the problem is, and I want to hear your feedback, babe. The problem is everyone really has the same products, quote, if you could see my air quotes, you can't see it because I'm not on camera. Everyone has the same products, right? Overall, maybe yours is a little bit differently, and that's all great. But I want to encourage you of one thing. No one is your competition at all. You could line up 50 energy drinks, and there's no reason to compare your energy drink to their energy drink, your mascara to their mascara, your pants to their pants. That's not your competition. I want to encourage you guys, the best way to stand out in this industry is to understand that your biggest competition is you. That's really your only competition. And in my 7 Secrets to Success in Direct Sales for Women, if you don't have that guide yet, please go. It's free to www.robbiepage.com, RobbiePage.com. And you'll get that free guide. It's the first of many, many things that I'm entering into this training of space. Because please keep in mind, I've built 2 huge organizations, 2 different companies, unilateral, binary, built it to the top, no social media, with social media, like you name it. Second time, I didn't take my team with me. Just FYI, I know that's how a lot of people do it. We didn't take our team with us. But you guys, and I'm one of the very few in this training space that isn't part of a direct sales. So I'm not here to recruit you. I'm not here to sway you my way. I'm here to train you. I'm here to teach you. I'm here to give you everything that I can. And in that guide, I talk about you are your biggest competition. That's really it. It's between your ears. Did you know that? When we built our largest organization, you could probably help me with these facts, babe. It was the second time we were part of that company. Products were the same. Success system was the same. The logo was the same, right? Corporate was the same. What changed was us. And we weren't the only people with energy drinks and vitamins and protein drinks and cleanses, right? So what would you add to the fact that you are your own competition? If I could get in the hearts and minds of these women and help them, what would you say to that?
Well, I mean, and that's the reality is you hit it on the head when you talk about it. You see so many people out there talking about, you know, something that you can buy at a convenience store, or more importantly, people talk about, you know, the company they're with before, like how this is better than that, but really you're saying the same thing now that you used to say then. So people begin to think, wait a minute, that was the greatest ever, and this was the greatest ever, so what's really the greatest ever? The reality is people are buying you, not a product anyway. So it doesn't matter if you've changed or moved. If you love what you love, then you talk about what you love and the benefits of what you love. That's what gets people to want to do business with you more than you trashing something else.
Yeah.
Or
your leadership,
anything else,
corporate.
That's not what people are looking for. They're looking for, do I want to do business with you first, and then what product do you have? So it's all about what you have. If you look at the greatest companies that are out there, I mean, Apple doesn't go dogging Samsung to build up Apple. They never even mention the competition. They don't need to. They mention the benefits of what they have and what they do. Therefore, people want to be a part of what they have.
Right.
So you really need to just be more about what you love, about what you're a part of. And you may have 100, 200 or 300 products in your company. You may only love 5 or 8 of them. That's what you talk about. It doesn't really matter. There's companies we've been a part of, we never even took some of their products because it wasn't on our radar to take them. But yet we built massive businesses with them, but we talked about what we loved.
Right. And, you know, I want to encourage you guys. You may be looking at a company and think, yeah, but, you know, there's makeup everywhere. Well, there's makeup on Amazon too. You know, yeah, but there's energy drinks everywhere. Well, there's energy drinks on Amazon too. Yeah, but there's vitamins. Well, there's vitamin stores everywhere. It's the same even in real estate. There's realtors everywhere, you guys. The last thing you ever want to think is saturation. There's realtors everywhere. Like, last I checked, people are graduating from college in hopes to become a school teacher. Well, there's school teachers everywhere. There's coaches everywhere. There's accountants everywhere. I mean, the latest insurance company that we know of, she became a billionaire in the last how many years?
5-6 years.
5-6 years. Well, there's insurance companies everywhere. That's not the point. The point is, one of my personal trainings is BYOB. You got to BYOB. And I don't mean booze and brandy. I mean build your own brand. Because most of the time, what we do is we fall in love with these products so much, and we fall in love with the company so much, that that's what puts us in a position to compare ourselves to where we've been, compare ourselves to what we were drinking or what we were using or what we were wearing. No, 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 no. BYOB, figure out, like Brian just said, they're going to do business with you at the end of the day. And so I just wanted to add that today. Anything else you would add to that?
No, again, there's a lot of noise out there. So if you're trying to be louder than the noise, you're just more noise. You just have to be what you want to be. This isn't about selling. And that's where I don't want to be a salesperson, all that. Listen, I've never been a salesperson's industry. I just share what I enjoy. And that's the whole thing. To me, being a salesperson is trying to pitch people to buy stuff that I don't even take, or I don't even like, or I don't even know anything about. That's truly selling, is, you know, trying to get people to do what you're not willing to do. You don't have to be that person. Just share.
Or you're selling when you're trying to sell something to somebody and you don't even know if they need it.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a whole other topic there. But again, you just have to share what you're about, and then again, let people dig into more of who you are and figure out if they want to do business with you. Listen, a lot of times if you're not getting where you want to be, it really has nothing to do with the company you're a part of. It may be 100% just you.
Yeah.
And that's a hard pill to swallow. But when you can swallow that pill, then you can begin to realize, wait a minute, if I go become who I need to be, what could be on the other side of that?
So maybe share with them, we spent 6 years in this company, didn't recruit anyone, didn't make any money, right? Tell that story. Because again, we had to become the intangibles, right? It's what my Seven Secrets Guide is about. It's what my courses are about. It's what my trainings are about. The intangibles that people don't train you, because it's not about recruiting. It's not about posting. All that will come with the packages whenever you do what I'm begging you to do.
Well, yeah, for years ago, we were part of a company for 6 years. We were a top discount level. Knew there was an opportunity there. I mean, listen, for anybody ever say, well, I didn't know you could make money, and I didn't know, and I didn't, that don't ever be that person that says that. You know, when you sign up to something, nobody reined you into something. You willingly signed up, you willingly bought, you willingly did. And so we were at a top discount level of company. We knew there was an opportunity there. We knew stuff was there. We talked to a few people out of the gate, did a few things, went to a few meetings. And in reality, from there, for the next 6 years, we just consumed products, because in our mind, nobody really needed this. I mean, you know, it wasn't really our deal. And an annual renewal in December 31st of every year, we didn't renew 1 year. And wasn't really a few weeks later, somebody said, hey, you want to look at making money with the same company? I'm like, okay, sure. And it took us, you know, another 3 months before we even sat down and talked about it. But from that point on, we went on to make millions with the exact same company. Everything was the same, nothing. What changed? That's what you want to get in and figure out.
That's right.
That's what changed.
Yes. That's what changed. So again, if you haven't grabbed my Seven Secrets book guide, robbiepage.com is where it's at. Hang in there with me. I want to say this to you again. Please don't quit on your direct sales. Please, if anything, dig your heels in a little bit deeper. Get in a little bit closer. Join the community where you literally will surround yourself with like-minded women who say, I still believe in this industry. I still believe that direct sales, you guys, is the greatest opportunity for a woman. Where else can you name your income? Where else can you work for yourself from anywhere? It is beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. And I know after the last 2 years, spending my face on the ground with the Lord, saying, help me understand, how did I do it not just once, but twice? Nobody ever asked me to train on the success system and the percentages and how to add up the 7 ways and 10 ways you get paid. And no, what did they ask me to train? And it was always intangibles. And so I have finally, after the last 2 years of my mental health spiraling and thinking, what in the hell is happening? Realizing the rest of my days are to train women the little bitty intricacies of their life that are keeping them hostage. And again, go listen to the last podcast. It may be your leader holding you hostage. It may be your mindset holding you hostage. It may be people and their mindsets. I don't know what that is, but there's some secrets deep down inside of you that are coded in principles. And you guys, the world can change. Amazon can change. Product flavors can change. Formulations can change. Companies can change. But principles will never, ever change. And I believe that direct sales has gone so far away from principles and too deep into recruit, post, sell. That's not going to make you successful, my friend. And I really want you to achieve success, no matter the vehicle that you've chosen. So, any last minute things you'd say?
That's good.
Okay. Thanks for joining us, everyone. You can find me, Robbie Page, on Facebook, Robbie Page on Instagram. You can text me at 940-242-5443. And then, of course, go grab my free 7 Secrets to Success in Direct Sales for Women at robbiepage.com. Until next time, go make some miracles happen, ladies.